A South Jersey man is on a mission to restore and then shine a light on a little-known piece of Camden history. WHYY's Aaron Moselle reports that he's trying to preserve a row home where Martin Luther King stayed before he became a civil rights legend.
Patrick Duff is standing inside a vacant house on Walnut Street. Ceiling panels and other debris crunch under every step. The acrid smell of animal urine is hard to miss.
That sign's pretty interesting. It's a little religious sign up there. Did you read it? It says, "Our Savior, Jesus Christ, gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all inequity." Well, this is quite a bit of inequity in here.
More than 60 years ago, Martin Luther King lived in a back bedroom on the second floor. At the time, he was a student at the now-closed Crozier Theological Seminary in nearby Upland, Pennsylvania.
I could picture him walking right down that hallway, closing that door, and writing papers and trying to figure out what to do for the evening.
Duff badly wants to breathe new life into the vacant boarded-up house so everyone can know King's connection to Camden. He envisions the property being a headquarters for civil rights information and activism. It'll take a lot of time and money, but Duff says it's worth it.
A lot of times when you know your history, you can create your future a little better. And to know the history that Martin Luther King actually lived here, studied here, and one of the greatest civil rights leaders of the world was formulated partially in this house, it bears the credence that if it's not important, what is?
Historical documentation will be key to making the case for state and federal dollars. Duff's already got a couple of strong pieces. On a June evening in 1950, King and three friends walked into a roadside tavern in nearby Maple Shade, but were ignored. Duff says King tried to order anyway. The bartender wasn't pleased.
He let them know again it's time to go, and they didn't go. He pulled out a gun and let them know he's killed for less, and blew the gun off a couple times in the air. Some say outside, some say inside. What he says is he shot the gun off to alert his guard dog because he felt like he was going to be robbed.
It was an experience that some say pushed King into the civil rights movement. It without question pushed him to file a criminal complaint against the bartender. The signed document contains a piece of information that delighted Duff when he first read it. King's address, 753 Walnut Street.
I had goosebumps, it just went everywhere.
He had to know more. Tax records led Duff to Jeanette Lily Hunt's home in Camden. Her husband bought the Walnut Street house from his father.
I found her house, knocked on her door, and asked her a simple question. Did you know Martin Luther King? And she said, absolutely. He used to live in my house.
From time to time, while visiting her father-in-law, the newlywed and the young seminary student would chat in passing.
Not long. Hi, how you doing? Maybe a few words will exchange and I'll be on my way.
She says she would have said more had she known King would go on to become the icon we know him as today.
Probably I would say, this is amazing. You are an exceptional man. I'm proud that I knew you. I'm proud that my father-in-law let you stay in his house. So we're part of the history.
But one she says that not too many people are aware of these days. It's why she's given Duff her blessing to try to fix up the property.
Most of the people in the neighborhood died, and the whole city has changed since he was here. It would be interesting. I really do. I think it would be interesting. And Camden, we need something to start coming in here.
Until the house is assessed, Patrick Duff says it's hard to say exactly how much money it would take to renovate it. He figures hundreds of thousands of dollars. One thing, though, is for sure. It would all put a big smile on Jeanette Hunt's face. And she thinks Camden's. I'm Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.